Hi, this is Paul from Billabong Retreat, and I'm going to talk about how to create habitual change in your life. And it's super simple. There's only four steps. So the first stage is what we call unconscious bad habits. And this is the starting point for all of us. These are unhealthy habits that don't serve us well. They don't enable our best outcome. And the challenge is we're not even aware of them. We don't even see them as habits. We're unconscious of these bad habits. Often we just think that's just the way we are, or that these habits or behaviours are being caused by other people or by our partners or our parents. So this is what we call unconscious bad habits. We're not even aware that these habitual patterns are having a negative effect on our health and wellness. And this is the place where most people stay, often for life. But that's not us, because we're interested in our self-development, we're interested in our improvement, we're interested in making a change. And so what we're going to do through this process of self-study, self-awareness, doing the work, as it's often called, is we start to pay attention, we start to practice mindfulness to the thoughts that we're having, the physical movements that we make, our posture during the day, the different emotions that arise within our life, particularly the repetitive looping emotions and thoughts. We pay attention to these and we start to notice the thoughts, behaviours, movements, emotions that aren't in line with our highest values or aren't in line with our intentions. So we become conscious of these bad habits. And this is the second stage, consciously noticing bad habits. And this could be a musculoskeletal habit. It could be the way we sit during the day. I actually sat in an office for 15 years with my right leg crossed over my left leg. Didn't even realise I was doing it. I did have chronic back pain for about 5 years that no Western medical specialist could help. In fact, they even suggested fusing my vertebrae. So this was an unconscious bad habit. And what it was doing was putting my hips out. And because my hips were out, the spine was out and had a curvature at the beginning. And that meant one side of my spine with the facet joints was more narrow and the nerves were getting pinched. So that was an unconscious bad habit, in that case a musculoskeletal habit. But then quite swiftly we move on to stage three, which is consciously practicing good habits. And this is what we mean by the notion of personal practice. Consciously breathing in a certain way, moving our bodies in a certain way, behaving in a certain way, practicing intentions, practicing gratitude, going out into the world with a particular way we want to feel about ourselves, feel about our lives, feel about our partners, feel about our abundance, and we consciously and deliberately practice. This is sometimes called faking it until you make it. And that's what we do. We practice with the right effort, and the non-attachment to the outcome is very important. Because we don't really know when these practices are going to get locked in. But what I can promise you is if you practice these enough, consciously practice these good habits day after day, with intentions, with gratitude, eventually they will become unconscious. And that's the ultimate, the fourth stage of unconscious good habits. And these are positive habits that serve you well, that you don't even have to try and do anymore. They've become hardwired into your system through neuroplasticity. Your brain is defaulting to these healthy habits of thinking and breathing and moving and the emotions that you feel. And that is the process of personal transformation. And that is available to everyone. Everyone can do that. Everyone can transform their habitual patterns. And this, of course, is the process of neuroplasticity. And that is a whole nother subject. This is Paul from Billabong Retreat. Love you guys.